This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 272 for Wednesday, February 15th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed Wednesday with losses in the nearby March contract and gains in some of the new crop months. Canola down $4.50 at the final bell in March at $821.60 per ton. New crop November up $2.90 at $794.40. Broad selling pressure weighed on North American grains and oilseeds today, with some of that spilling into the canola market. Chicago soybeans, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all weaker on the day, but soy oil turned higher, and that was supportive for canola. Weakness in the Canadian dollar also underpinned the market, as crush margins remain historically wide. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Bearish technical signals contributed to the declines in soybeans. The March contract down 11 cents at $15.25 per bushel. Monthly crush data showed 179 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in the U.S. in January. That was below average trade guesses and down 2% from the same month a year ago. Soy oil supplies at just over 1.8 billion pounds were up slightly on the week. Uncertain production prospects out of Argentina did remain a feature in the background of the soybean market, given the ongoing dryness, while excessive moisture in parts of Brazil has slowed harvest operations there. Corn, it is down as well. March down 6 cents at $6.76 per bushel. U.S. ethanol producers were averaging just over a million barrels per day of production in the past week, with stocks of the renewable fuel at 25.3 million barrels, up by nearly a million from the previous week. The slow soybean harvest pace in Brazil is causing delays for seeding the country's next corn crop, providing some support, and the USDA announced private export sales of just over 200,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. Wheat futures, they are lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in the March contract at $9.25 per bushel. Kansas City down 11 cents in March at $8.94 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 16 cents in the March contract at $7.69 per bushel. While uncertainty over Black Sea grain movement did remain a supportive feature, the lack of any fresh news on that front led to profit-taking today. The agreement allowing Ukrainian grain movement through the Black Sea is set to expire in March, but Russia does continue to make large sales and most traders expect wheat to continue flowing out of the region. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, February 15th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.